I don't know what's real. I don't know what's not real.
Limited Capacity is a collection of six darkly amusing stories about the mysterious ways we interact with the internet and with each other.
There's something going on with him. It's like an act. I don't trust him.
What?
You're staring at me like I should say something, but I don't really know what to do here.
That's the whole name of the game. Don't talk about how the town isn't real. Do you understand?
Limited Capacity. Available now on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a CBC podcast.
I'm Felicia. My friends call me Fel, and I'm a student. Last summer, I was working at a restaurant, and there was a bartender there that I had been talking to, flirting with, all that stuff.
What?
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 He's super good looking, my type physically. He also had a lot of tattoos, which I like.
You know, my friend owns a tattoo shop.
I've always wanted to get one.
Really? I could hook you up with a free one. Well, you have to come with me, but the first one's always free in that case.
We definitely had a very flirty relationship.
Hey, do you want to get a drink sometime?
Well...
And I was very adamant on the fact that I had this no dating people at work rule.
Sorry. But I have a strict rule that I never go on dates with people that I work with.
Yeah, but you strike me as a little bit of a rule breaker. Unless I got that wrong.
Well, I am parked illegally outside.
Knew it.
But he convinced me to, like, throw that rule away and to go on this date with them, so I did.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Dope.
Where are we going?
Well, that's a surprise.
He asked for my address and was going to send me an Uber and then go to a surprise location, which I thought was super romantic and pretty unexpected.
We'll see you at 6, girl.
So the Uber arrives and I get in, still not knowing where the location is.
Hi there. Temperature's good?
Yep.
You want a water or anything?
No, thank you.
I was hoping for something like a fancy restaurant or maybe like a beach walk, maybe laser tag, I don't know.
Wow, come on. Let's go, buddy.
The Uber is going into a neighborhood that I have never been before, so I'm starting to get a little bit worried.
Okay, yeah, this neighborhood does not look very safe. Is that a dead body?
We start driving further and further through the city into uncharted territory for me.
Siri, where are we?
I have no fucking clue.
God damn it, Siri doesn't even know. Oh, man. Okay.
And we get to the location.
I don't recognize this area at all.
Me neither.
And it's literally just a hole in the wall bar, so I'm super confused. We could have probably gone to any bar in the downtown core, but he chose this one for whatever reason. And I text him to come outside, and he comes out, and he is wearing 90s 50 Cent attire. His shirt is sparkly, his pants are sagging, his shoes are like Air Jordan Air Force negative fours, I don't even know. And it's not a good look. It was cheesy swagger, definitely cheesy swagger.
Damn, girl. Let's roll.
Okay.
Yeah, we walk into the bar, we get a table, and I'm just going to note that this is a white guy. He was acting like a 90s hip-hop rapper.
Damn, I miss G-Unit.
Who?
Tell me one person that could take 9 like 50.
I can't.
Maybe he's never been on a date with a black girl before and he wanted to be more, I don't know, cool. He's like bringing up references to things that I'm just like, why are you talking about?
Madea Goes to Jail is off the chain.
Really?
Honestly, Tyler Perry can't make them as quick as I can watch them, you know what I'm saying?
He was just trying so hard to like get close to me and it was just pushing him away even more.
What can I get you?
What are you thinking, like Hennessy, Cavassier?
We don't have that.
Okay.
I'll just have a vodka soda.
Oh, yeah, I feel that.
Make it a double.
Give me another one, lady. I'm gonna need it.
For you, sir.
$4.50 for domestic.
We have a 2-for-1 sale on Darby Ale.
Could I just do one for like half price?
It's not how 2-for-1 works.
Okay, well, guess I'll get two then.
Like, I think he was trying to impress me, like, culturally. Like, he thought that's what I would want, but it was not it.
I like Ice T, Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg, Little Bow Wow, Little Romeo, Little Zane, Little John, Little Pete, Young Thug, Young Buck, Young Jeezy. I like BET, MLK, B.I.G., Julie Black, Blackalicious, Black Panther, Black guy from the Allstate commercials. How you think I take my coffee?
Black.
Triple, triple.
He was using the Urban Dictionary, like,
damn, shorty.
I have been called shorty, like, maybe two times, and one was by him and one was, like, in a play, so it was really weird. So anyways, after that, he's like,
hey, yo, get up, get up. Yo, you mind bringing a bill right quick?
We get our tab, and he's like,
yo, I'm thinking you grab a cab, I'll pay for this right quick.
Okay.
Whatever. Kind of weird, but so are you. And I go outside and hail the cab. And he literally follows me out right after.
Go.
I'm thinking, there's no way that you paid that quickly. He literally, like, opens the cab, like, I'm barely slid into the cab, and he's like,
Go, close that, go. Hey, where are you two lovebirds off to tonight?
And then I see our waitress coming, and she's, like, flailing her hands, and she's like,
Go, man!
Oh, okay.
Just drive, man!
Yes,
drive!
Let you go! You didn't pay his fucking bill!
Let you go! Drive!
You wanna pick the trash?
Yeah, thank you! Believe that? Girl is crazy.
And I'm like, what? You didn't pay the bill? Like, so tacky and just horrible. But he just acted so natural for someone that had just dined and dashed on their first date with someone.
Yo. Wait till you see what your boy's got planned next.
And I was just concerned about where we were going next. I never even approved of going anywhere next. So we get to the location, and it's a tattoo parlor. We had talked about the possibility of me getting a free tattoo from his friend. I'm like, this could be the redeeming part of the date.
Welcome to the tattoo jungle, girl. Ka-flam! Yo, I'm gonna go holler at my boy Jervis right quick. I got a dope idea for a new tat.
You're getting a tattoo right now?
We both are, girl. What'd I tell you about the first one's free? Yo, pick anything from that book, my boy Jervis can hook it right up. Yo, Jervis, what's up, my man? How you doing, yo?
I was seriously excited. I was looking at the different tattoos. I had, like, pictures on my phone of, like, little things that I wanted. Just something, like, small and cute. And 20 minutes or so passes, and he comes out.
Yo, Felicia.
What did you get?
Check it out.
He pulls down his lip like this, and he has my nickname, Fel, tattooed on his lip. And I was shocked. I froze up. Like, that is the craziest thing that I had ever seen.
Dope, right? I got your name is on my lip. You know what that means, right? It means you my girl, Fel. Okay, what are you gonna get? I was thinking you got my name in your lip.
I think I'm gonna head home.
Head home? Well, I just got this dope tat. Please, this date ain't over.
Sorry, but I'm out.
I'm like, I'm gonna get my own Uber this time. So I dial it up, and it tells me it's gonna take 7 minutes. But I'm like, oh my gosh, Uber, help me, help me. I wait outside, he follows me, of course, getting super emotional, but he starts putting on this big show, like,
I got your name on my mouth! That means you're my girl now, Fel!
Buddy?
No! No! Don't disrespect me like that! If I say you're my girl, then you're my girl!
And then these two homeless men notice us fighting.
Hey! She don't belong to you! Yeah! Find your manners, you jerk! Well, you can go to hell, you two little bitches!
And they're like,
leave that girl alone! That's not how you talk to a lady! You guys don't know me, that's my girl! Oh yeah, this is my girl!
They start, like, getting physical, and I'm like, Uber's 2 minutes away. I don't know if I should Snapchat this moment or just live in it. The homeless men are trying to be my saviors and save me from this moment. And honestly, they kind of did. So my Uber shows up finally. It feels like forever. My Uber notices the commotion that's happening beside me, and he's like,
hey, is that guy that's getting his ass kicked your boyfriend? Because I can wait here for him if you want.
I'm like, oh, no, let's just go.
Okay, sure. Oh, I'm in reverse. Sorry, there you go. Really high.
That was the end of that, and quit my job. Obviously, did not see him again. Blocked him on every social media possible. So somewhere out there in the world, there is a guy with my name tattooed in his inner lip. I'm Felicia, and that's my true dating story.
If you have a story of your own, we want to hear it. Find us on social or at truedatingstories.net. And don't miss the series, streaming now on CBC Gem and Fuse Plus.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.